And I told you we're going to have a busy show today. With me in the studio right now, Mackenzie Yannick is in to talk about a kind of Christmas panto, a play like none other. It's a take on the original Christmas show, A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. And it's very different because woven into the dramatis personae, the cast, it's not just the old Dickensian characters, but also, you'll be amazed, the Big Bad Wolf, I kid you not, and Old King Cole, and the Fairy Godmother, and the Queen of Hearts. What are we talking about? And welcome to you, Mackenzie.
Thank you for having me.
So this is going to be fun, I think. It's going to be lots of fun. And you play a very important part.
Yes, I play the role of Mother Goose. She's the narrator of our show.
So take us through it. What can one expect at this? First, it's called A Christmas Carol, isn't it?
Yes, of course, yes.
And where is it happening?
It's happening at the Playhouse Drama Theatre, beautiful theatre in central Durban. It's a slightly smaller theatre as opposed to the bigger Playhouse Theatre, the Opera, but it's a lovely space for the show.
And you clearly have become, and I say become because you're speaking beautifully and you look gorgeous.
Thank you.
So you are now a professional actor, because in back in the day you used to be called actress.
Yes.
But no longer. It's all actor. Tell us about that journey of yours.
Wow. I mean, it's been quite a journey, but ever since I discovered that I had this immovable passion for musical theatre at the age of about 10 years old, I just fell absolutely in love with my craft. And I don't consider myself a professional yet. I think I should definitely study before I pursue anything.
Why?
I don't know. I like to act professional, but I don't know if I can claim that title.
I think you're very professional. And you know what? Here is the thing. You can study, and it's a good idea too, but there's nothing quite like doing it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah?
The experience.
And almost my advice to anyone that is considering any kind of career that isn't absolutely specific, you know, you have to be a doctor, has got to study medicine,
for sure.
And lawyer, etc. But just about anything else, with the advent of so much available to you in terms of the internet and distance, etc., nothing beats actually hands-on experience in chosen field. Because I think so many folk go into a field of study. They want to study, and they discover that halfway down the road, that's actually not what they want to do. And it's never wasted, but you know, you could have done so much more if you just. Now you have leapt in. What was the first show you were in?
Oh, wow. The first show I was in was Annie when I was 9 years old. I played orphan number 57. There was about, probably like 60, 70 orphans. It was a school production. And
where did
I just
you go
loved
to school?
It. I went to school at Ashton International College, Ballito, and now I'm online schooled.
Okay. Oh, you're still at school?
Yes, still at school. Grade 11. Just finished.
Wow. And you see, that goes to show. I would have thought that you were already out there doing it. But this is cool. So this is what you want to do for the rest of your... If you had a real choice, what you do, of course, you have a choice. Are you going to be continuing your theatrical journey?
Oh, yes, for sure. I love musical theatre and nothing more, honestly.
So let's now talk about The Christmas Carol.
Yes.
When does it open?
Well, it opened on the 5th of December.
Ah.
We started with a bunch of fundraising performances, as well as performances for schools and special needs homes and initiatives. And we actually had our opening night on the 6th of December.
So it's now in full swing.
Oh, yes.
And how does one, what have the houses been like?
Oh, my goodness. Fantastic. We've had some younger audiences, some older audiences, some audiences in between, and very, very much have they grasped onto the very hopeful message that comes with A Fairy Tale Christmas Carol, which was always something we hoped would translate with the show.
You see, now, a Christmas show, generally speaking, is an entertainment with an uplifting message. So talk us through this one, because it's not just the Dickens Christmas Carol.
Yes. Gosh,
clearly, with Mother Goose being in there. I mean, tell us what it's all about.
Well, it essentially is very much following the storyline of Ebenezer Scrooge, you know, the old miser.
He has a kind of revelation.
Oh, yes, he does, for sure.
Ghosts.
It's a story of redemption, for sure.
Wow. Is it not scary for the kids, the ghost of Christmas past?
Well, you would think so. You would think so, especially if you've read the old Dickens novel. as fantastic as it is, it can be quite dark. And this particular take or rendition on this really well-known tale is so light and so perfect for families and children too. I mean, we have Merryweather, the fairy godmother from, I believe, Cinderella as Ghost of Christmas Past. We have Old King Cole, who is a merry old soul, as the Ghost of Christmas Present. And then we have the absolutely hysterical Queen of Hearts as our Ghost of Christmas Future. So it brings a certain lightness and childlike.
So this, yeah, it's a feel-good romp
through, oh, yes,
through Christmas-themed fun and entertainment.
For sure.
And when does the show, I presume it's well, I mustn't presume anything. When when does the show end, and when do the performances take place?
Right, so the performances take place, we have 2:30 shows every day, except for Mondays. And then on Saturdays, we also have an 11 o'clock show as well as a 2:30 show. And we're running all the way until the 21st of December.
So there's still a good few shows left.
Yes.
And how are you coping with the pressure?
Well, the beautiful thing about my role is that, in particular, she's very... I like to say, I mean, she's Mother Goose, so she's light as a feather, but she has a very sassy and feisty side to her, which I also really enjoy. And it doesn't feel like there's any pressure that comes with that. Oh. It definitely comes with a bit of, you know, we're all tired. It's that time of year, but we really do, the cast, we love what we do, and we're very, very appreciative of the fact that we get to do it. Especially around the time of Christmas. So,
wow,
loving it.
So something for the entire family to look forward to. 2:30 shows, except for Saturday, where there's an extra matinee in the morning. So you decide. I presume one can book online?
Yes, you can book at Web Tickets.
Webtickets.co.za. It's a Christmas carol. It's on at the Playhouse.
Yes.
In Durban. And my very special guest, Mackenzie Yannick, playing the part of Mother Goose, the narrator. I want to see the show. I didn't until I spoke to you, but now I do. So this is good. I hope many people listening to this, and if you have only just joined us and you haven't caught the whole interview, it'll be up as a podcast shortly, so you can pick it up on our app or our website on under the morning show. You'll see a picture of Mackenzie, and hopefully you will go along to the Playhouse and enjoy a traditional Christmas play with that marvelous energy and the feel-good factor that really makes Christmas special. Thanks so much for joining me on The Morning Show,
You're
Mackenzie.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me.
And The Morning Show continues.